Blog Talk Radio.
Way down among Brazilians, coffee beans grow by the billions, so they've got to find those extra cups to fill. They've got an awful lot of coffee in Brazil. You can't get cherry soda, 'cause they've got to fill that quota. And the way things are, I'll bet they never will. They've got a zillion tons of coffee in Brazil. No tea or tomato juice, you'll see. No potato juice, 'cause the planters down in Santa's all say no, no, no. The politician's daughter was accused of drinking water and was fined the great big $50 bill. They've got an awful lot of coffee in Brazil. Like a percolator, her perfume was made right on the grill. Why, they could percolate the ocean in Brazil. And when their ham and eggs need savor, coffee ketchup gives them flavor. Coffee pickles way outsell the dill. Why, they put coffee in the coffee in Brazil. No tea, no tomato juice, you'll see. No potato juice. The planters down in Santa's all say no, no, no. So you'll add to the local color, serving coffee with a cruller. Dunkin' doesn't take a lot of skill. They've got an awful lot of coffee, an awful lot of coffee. Man, they got a gang of coffee in Brazil.
Hey, welcome, 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 everybody. This is Joy and the Coffee Psychic. Happy, happy New Year to all of you guys. I have to tell you, I was lucky enough. I love sharing all these psychic stories that I get to experience here in my world and my life with you, first and foremost, and all the weird little things that happen. I was lucky enough. I normally go to North Carolina after the holidays to be with my family, but my daughter had surgery, so I really needed to go down there and be with her. And of course, I ended up getting the flu. What is going on with that? So it was saying goodbye to 2023 with the flu and welcoming 2024 with the flu. I think I was sharing with you guys also that I had quite recently with living in a location. It's a temporary location. I'm having some changes happening going on with my house right now. And I literally have had so much spiritual activity in this home. It's been quite entertaining. As many of you guys know, when you're seeing the dead and it's like, oh, my God, you know, why are my cups falling off my counter? You know, why is the door open when I close all my doors all the time? Garage door open by itself. Loud crashing sounds. And, I think when you're just living in this world anyway, it's not a sense of, it doesn't come across to me as a dangerous situation more of a curiosity, like who's here. As many of you guys know, this was an experience that I had recently. Well, many of you guys know, I've shared with this over the years that I got hit in the head with a bat as a little kid, and that caused some brain damage. And like many psychics, we've had head injuries that have caused the way our brain perceives the world and stuff. And in this new location, I had gone out in the backyard, and of course there wasn't enough lighting with my dogs and stuff. Suddenly I had a vision of somebody hitting me in the back of my head with a black pipe wrapped in a little blanket. And I thought, oh my goodness, is that like a flashback to when I got hit in the head as a kid? And no, it wasn't, because when you're talking with the dead, it happens so quickly. The telepathic communication is like so fast. And what I heard this dead man say was, I don't know who killed me, because he came up from behind and hit me in the head and hit me from behind. And then that's when I saw the black pipe. So it's like, oh, so this is somebody showing me how he died, but he couldn't see who killed him. So that was a very fast and quick communication. So that was very interesting. That happened over the last, like, I don't know, maybe 2 months or so. And then on Christmas morning, when I went to church, when I went to Mass, and for those of you guys that are Catholics out in the listening audience, we have our kneelers. So you lift up the kneeler, you know, when you stand up again, you put it down when you pray. And when I went to lift up the kneeler, I looked down and I saw a pair of man's blue jeans, like, and I felt he was a farmer or had done farm work. And he had work boots on. And those weren't my feet, you guys. I wore a nice pair of dress pants and some nice shoes to church on Christmas Day. I just want to share that with you. So the question goes back to me also being an exorcist. So I was able to finally identify, you know, who's been in the house, what's going on. We know here's a guy that, you know, got killed, didn't know I got killed. But somehow he had attached on to me. And so I was able to, at that point, you know, before there was kind of like watching what was going on, the flashing lights, things like that in this house. And but then I was able to see that, you know, see a part of this man, and I was able to, you know, clear him off of me and clear the house. And really, it's really great because there hasn't been any other activity here. So that's why if you guys come across, you know, your house and you're feeling down, or not even just down, but if you're suddenly going like, I thought I saw something out of the corner of my eye, and just like me, the cups are falling off the counter, you know, weird things are happening, good likelihood you have got some extra company that you didn't invite in. And then I use the white light of the Christ consciousness to clear a house. This is always good for, you know, this is a new beginning, new year, always good to clear your house. But especially now, I knew for sure that I did not know this dead man. I did not know him. He's not one of my dead relatives, although one of my dead relatives was coming in and visiting me. But I knew that was my brother. It was my brother, Michael. And he was passing some information back and forth to me. But this other dead fellow, I did not know him. So the important part really is to, you know, help them cross the border, clear your space. You know, you can use sage, you can use holy water. I normally, you know, do clearings with the Bible and certain prayers and things like that. So so that's some of the cool things that have been happening to me lately. So if you guys, you know, you call up, we get one free question tonight. I want to welcome you all, wish you all a happy new year. And please remember that there's a lot of people that would like to ask questions. And if you have any stories like what I was just sharing with you, again, this is not just the life of a psychic. We're all born psychic, you guys. We're all born with our spiritual gifts. Some of us, you know, will choose to turn it away, and some of us will listen and start developing our abilities to a higher level. So with that, happy, happy New Year's, everybody. And we're going to go ahead, and I'm going to welcome our first caller. And as usual, I'd love it if you'd say your first name. Give me your first name, where you're calling from, and what is your question? Hello, caller. Who is this, and where are you calling from? Can you hear me? Some people really do like to call in. So we will let this person listen. See who else is here. Hang on 1 second. Online.
Hi, this is Leslie from Mississippi.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
1 second. Apparently there's something going on here. And connections going on. Hear me?
Yes.
Thank goodness. Okay.
Hi, it's Leslie from Mississippi.
So, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great.
Your question, do you have any weird
yes.
stories? What's going on for you?
Yeah, I'm trying to survive this cold down here in Mississippi that we got earlier this week. It started on the holiday weekend, trying to stay warm.
Really
yes.
It's really important. What have your temperatures been out there?
It's been like fluctuating like below zero, like into the 20s. It should end this weekend.
They're saying, yes, for us too. We had like, we had five below with that I've seen so far out here in Indiana.
Yes.
What question do you have, Leslie? What can I help you with?
Yes. Yes. I'd like to know what kind, because I met a woman at the airport in Atlanta back during the New Year's weekend. She went to my college alma mater. Her name starts with letter A, and we met, and we sort of kept it pretty professional. And I'd like to know, do you see any romantic sparks between me and this woman in the next few months?
How's this look? Shuffling. Two or three?
Two.
Definitely open from the past. It does say you're supposed to be taking action. Taking action. Okay. I am not 100% sure if she is right now or wanting to jump into something. Says it would be good for you to take action. Or C, back. You go back?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So rushing in.
Yeah, we're. Yes, and we're connected on social media. We're just keeping it professional for the time being.
Very good. It would still be okay. Go communicating, stuff like that. I don't know that she's quite ready. That's what I want to say. I don't know that she's quite ready further. Still be open and attitude about it. Point also, maybe
mm-hmm.
April, I would go forward and ask her if she'd like to go out for a cup of coffee. Leslie. And Happy New Year. Up next online.
Hello?
Can you hear me? Hi, who is this and where are you calling from?
Hi, thank you so much. My name is Lisa. I'm calling from Connecticut. Happy New Year. And what do my angels and guides most like want me to know right now? Is that okay to ask?
Definitely. Lee, right?
Lisa.
Or is it Lisa? Lisa.
Lisa. Mm-hmm.
Lisa. Lisa,
yes.
I get a complete sense of you, like, if you haven't already, like, reinvented yourself, you're going to be reinventing yourself, letting go of the old to make room for the new. You feel like it's the past no longer is going to be able to impact you, and that you can freely move forward. Are you going back to school, by the way? Is that your plan, or have you thought about it? Because I swear I see you back in school.
I don't know. I always am learning something. Never know with me.
Perfect. Yes, yes. Well, I see you back in school. Sometimes I joke around, I call it YouTube University, because there's so much that we can learn from even YouTube, all the different shows that are on there, the teaching programs and stuff like that people are sharing their knowledge. But I think you're going back to school, but you are really dropping the past. I mean, it looks like anything that you have been clinging on to the past for, it's like your inner wisdom and your inner knowledge just says, hey, not necessary anymore.
Oh, that's good news.
And your career, like reinventing yourself, recreating yourself. I hope that makes sense to you.
Thank you so very much. Great gift. Thank you so much.
You are welcome. And am I supposed to be saying happy birthday to you? Or whose birthday is your pastor coming, Lisa?
Next Friday.
Well, that's what I'm hearing from the spirits. So the spirits are saying happy birthday to you.
Oh, you're making me cry.
So you
thank
have a wonderful
you.
Evening.
Oh, thank you so much. God bless
you are so
you
welcome.
That.
You're very.
You rock.
God
thank
bless.
You.
And you're very gifted, honey. Thank you.
Oh,
take care. God bless.
Wow, thank you.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye. You're welcome. How cool is that? I'm telling you guys, I have some of the coolest dead people that I talk to. You know, some people have asked me, who are the people that I do talk to? And I know, you know, I kind of like call them, I don't know, just like a committee of people, my dead spirit guides and angels on the other side that help me. I actually just found something in the store the other day, and I picked it up because one of my spirit guides, when he introduced himself years ago to me, you know, you need to, like, you can ask who are my spirit guides, who are my angels, so this way you can talk more directly to them, like, per their name. And some of them don't even have names. They have more, like, vibrations, things like that, and frequencies. So my spirit guide showed himself to me this one time, handsome. I mean, what a nice-looking dead guy, actually. So I have to laugh about that. But I asked him what is his name, and he said his name was K, just like the initial K. And I'm like, okay. And then I said, are you sure you're my spirit guide? And he said, yes. And I said, are you 100% sure you're my spirit guide? And this man, of course, this is in your visionary part of your brain, your imagination, if we'll call it that. He started doing backflips, and he finally said, Joanne, I am your spirit guide, and this is my name. And he said, I would tell you, he comes from a different planetary system, and he said, my name is so long that just the initial K is what will suffice for us right now. And he did one time tell me his name, and I was going like, I'm sure I'll never be able to repeat that. So however your spirit guides and angels come to you, you could be working with the Archangel Michael. I see a lot of people working with Mother Mary, of course, Jesus, Buddha. But then you could have, you know, Cecilia, you could have any of the saints, or just some of your dead relatives. I had a gentleman that had come to one of my psychic development classes years ago, and I actually had did a reading for him first, and I said, man, your grandmother is really working with you on the other side to help you. And he turned into one of the biggest psychics after that. He was a police officer, actually. And the information that his dead grandmother was sharing with him on a regular basis was phenomenal. So, you know, if you want to work with your spirit guides and angels, please start asking them to show themselves to you. If you guys want me to pull up a name for your spirit guides and angels tonight for the new year, please let me know that when I, you know, open your call here. And then what you would say, like for me with my spirit guide Kay, I said, can you kind of like prove it to me that you're my spirit guide? And I was painting my spiritual room in the basement, and I had a long pole on my roller, and I had just freshly painted the wall behind me, and this rolling stick fell and hit the wall. And I was so frustrated that I just picked up the roller again. I didn't want to look at it at the time because I knew I was going to have to go over and do the wall again. And the stick actually fell again on the wall, and I was just completely frustrated. Did was I turned around and I looked, and lo and behold, there was this gigantic K that had made the mark on the back of the wall. So that was one of the ways that I knew that this was one of my spirit guides that was definitely telling me that he's here, he's with me, that's his name. You can also ask these people for parking spots when you're at the store. If you're saying, well, if you're one of my spirit guides and angels, you know, get me a parking spot. And then when you pull close up to Walmart or one of your stores, sometimes somebody is just pulling out right there and then, and they're finding a parking spot for you. You might get the name to your spirit guide and angel in your dreams. Again, I'll check for you tonight. And then when you say, please give me some proof, so then you can sing them more directly like I do with my guide, Kay, you'll normally see their name on the back of a license plate. You might see it on a cashier's name tag. So keep that in mind, everybody. All right, so let's see who we have next in line.
Hello.
Hi, caller. Who is this, and where are you calling from? Hi. Hi there.
Hello. I'm calling from Los Angeles, and my name is Eileen.
Hey, Eileen. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, I'm going to ask you about this one particular person, but I wanted to ask about my spirit guides when you were just talking. So I don't know how I should ask this. The person I was interested in is I'm working on a project, and he came on into my timeline, so to say, through business, and we were very friendly. And now he's disappeared, and so that was the question I wanted to ask. But my spirit.
Well, this is where I want to go with you.
Okay, thank you.
If I may.
Yes.
I want to say to you, you do have the Archangel Michael that works with you, number one. And
thank
he
you.
Feels very, very strongly. Yes, ma'am. And I also get, believe it or not, St. Patrick, because I just started seeing four-leaf clovers coming in. I also, when I feel the St. Patrick there, I have to question. I go in my head and I go like, huh, I wonder if you're not going to have a personal relationship developing or the process of developing somewhere around St. Patty's Day? Or is there going to be a connection with a Patrick? The name is very strong. I would work with St. Patrick. I don't have, I know sometimes many of the things that some of the saints are known for and how they help us, but look up St. Patrick and see what he provides for you. And then I would also work with him. The name Bill is also coming up here for you. So I would also find out who Bill is, because, man, do I like that guy around you a lot.
That person has initial B. He has an initial B that I'm interested in.
Oh, good.
In.
So that, I always say close enough. I always tell people, please don't expect Hollywood. No one's 100%.
Of course. I totally understand.
Yes, ma'am.
The weird connection, not with this lovely gentleman, but I'm just going to put it out there. It's the concept is George Harrison from the Beatles.
Wow. So how is George Harrison connected with you again?
Yeah, it is like an odd connection. I had a read with someone maybe about a year ago.
Well, no.
Okay, sorry.
And what'd they say?
She's the one that brought.
What did they say?
There's a connection there that he's on your team, so to say.
Oh, my God. I would so believe that. During one of my seances, I had Elvis Presley come through for one of my friends, which I did not know that she was very connected. And Elvis just said, ma'am, I just want to thank you very much for listening to all my music all the time. And when I came out of trance, I said to I know, it was so great. I said to my friend, I said, Snooki, Elvis? And she goes, I listen to him day and night. I listen to his music in the car. I listen to his spiritual music on Sunday mornings. So for you and George Harrison, yes, ma'am, it does feel like there's a connection with you and him. And I would positively say, talk to George and see if he, I mean, are you a musician? So do you write lyrics or anything like that at all?
No, I'm not a musician. I'm a businesswoman, but I have a connection with England. But I was a Beatles fan when I was growing up, but I wasn't like really Beatles. But it was a concept of Japa Mala beads of doing meditation. And the because I was working with Japa Mala beads, this person that brought through said, are you working with Japa Mala beads? Because George Harrison says, I'm doing a good job. But this is like a year ago.
Oh, that is so great.
Okay, thank you. Because you were bringing up about the spirit guides, and I'm thinking, oh, I'm going to ask. So thank you for your time now.
Oh, I would. I would positively.
Okay.
You are so welcome. Have a wonderful new year, and go create amazing things, okay?
I will. Thank you for your help.
God bless you.
Bye.
Yes, ma'am. All right, take care. Have fun.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye now.
Hey, remember, you guys, I'm telling you, I have seen during my seances, I've seen Princess Diana come through. I've had Jimi Hendrix. When I started doing my trance work and my seances, Jimi Hendrix was the first dead famous artist that actually came through to say hello to people during my seances. It was just one of the coolest things ever. And when Princess Diana came through this one time, and again, you guys are sitting here. Again, I do seances every last Sunday of the month. So I will be having one at the last Sunday of this month. So if you guys are in the Chicagoland area or Indiana and you want to join us. Give me a call at 219-940-9292. Of course, if you'd like to schedule a more in-depth psychic reading, That, again, is 219-940-9292. But when Princess Diana came through, I'm sitting here going like, oh, my God, you guys are never going to believe who's here. And they said, you know, who is it? And I just saw a big opening above the seance table with the princess, looking at all of us. And they're saying, what is she saying? And I said, I swear to God, she didn't say a thing. She was just observing. She was just sitting here, like looking in from heaven, watching over us. And then the opening closed up and she left. So you never know. You guys really trust what you're hearing and seeing. You know, just like with Irene, who just called, she's got a connection with George Harrison. So you don't know what it is, but they're out there and they're just like all the rest of us. Okay, see who we have next online here. They had to learn lessons. We had to learn lessons.
Hi, Joanne.
Hi, caller. Who is this and where are you calling from? Hi, who is this?
This is Teresa, and I'm calling from Oregon. How are you?
Teresa, welcome to the show. I'm really good, actually. A lot of dead people lately.
Before I ask my question, I'd like to tell you what happened to me some time ago. This happened years ago, but I was getting a reading, and when I was getting this reading, all of a sudden, I saw in my mind's eye my angel. It was Archangel Michael. And he was so beautiful. And the amount of love that I felt was so overwhelming that I just sat there and sobbed.
Yeah.
And he would talk, and then right after,
oh my God,
it was
beautiful.
Like, he would relay what he was saying, but it was like an echo because I would hear him first. And it was so emotional. It was just the best thing ever. It was really beautiful, very special to me.
Wow.
Yeah. So that's my story.
That's just amazing.
Yes.
Thank you for sharing that. And you know what? You do want to keep sharing that with other people too, though, Teresa, so other people can be completely grounded in them not discounting when Spirit and Holy Spirit and the angels are speaking with us. Make sure you share those stories, okay?
Oh, yeah. It's just, man, it's just so beautiful. When I hear people say that they died and came back and the love that they felt, I get it. I totally get it because it's a feeling you don't want to turn away from. It's just like nothing else you've ever felt. But
you'll never forget it.
Yes, that's for sure.
Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am.
So my question is in relation to, I'm hoping to retire like around the fall or around October. So I'm just trying to hang into my job.
Okay.
For a couple more or a few more months, but it's just become so overwhelming and I have just been pushing myself for years. And I'm wondering, is it going to get a little better during the time that I'm there, because I just can't keep going like this. It's too much.
Okay. So it kind of soul is so excited about getting out of there and finally doing exactly what you want to do that it's so frustrating that you're not out of there already. And it's like this little inner child that's just kicking her feet, going like, get me out of here, get me out of here. Why aren't you in Arizona?
No, I'm in Oregon.
No, I know exactly where you're at, ma'am. I'm just kind of, I'm putting my head, like my hand goes on, my chin goes like, why isn't Teresa in Arizona? Like, why aren't you in Arizona right now? So
I don't like that heat.
And it
I don't
might
like
be
that
just for a trip.
Oh,
heat. Okay. Spiritual there then for you. And I just might want to say this to you that I believe you'll be meeting a shaman if you haven't already, which you may have, but you should be meeting a shaman. And I think you'll be doing some shamanic work. Now, maybe Arizona is going to be one of the places that you'll be going. But remember, Flagstaff has four seasons in Arizona. So I want to say this to you. I believe there's something that Arizona holds for you. And I believe it's around some of your spiritual growth. Okay? Yeah. Now, whether that makes sense right now or not, I just know that people give me feedback anywhere at the time of a reading up to 30 years literally after a reading. So it may not make sense right now, but clear as a bell, clear as a bell. I see Arizona. I see you standing there. And there's going to be some connection there for you. So you'll have to let me know later if something suddenly pops in or some life change happens and you just get to go visit out there and you're doing some classes out there. I'm not sure what that's going to be. Okay?
I had astrocartography done because I moved to Oregon 5 months ago. And I thought about going to Arizona. Arizona was suggested as a place to move to, but I've been there and I don't like it. I don't like it. So that's why I moved to Oregon.
Okay, then you don't want to stay there. Yes, yes. You're not supposed to stay there then. But this is like, it's like this. If somebody said, you know, by coming across the continent, we're going to give you $1 million, but you only have to stay here for 5 days. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So if there's something there that you're supposed to go get and then come back to Oregon, thank you for getting that astrocartography. You know, I don't know if you did it with my good friend and guest that always comes on like once a month, Dave Gunning. But Dave comes on monthly with us, and he does the astrology, and he does the astrocartography, and that shows the ley lines. That tells people what the best places they should be living at that's going to bring them the most happiness and stuff. So I'm really glad that you did that. Sounds very exciting.
Yeah, well, I was curious, but it just didn't resonate with me. So, but like you said, I might be visiting there.
Yeah, the Arizona, yeah.
Yeah.
There is something there for you. You're going to have to give me a call. I love it when people call me and they give me the feedback. People give me feedback all the time. So I would just be patient, see what's there for you. And again, I think you're in a really good place right now, Teresa. So just hang in there and Happy New Year. All right, I'm going to move on to the next caller here. Give me a call
Dorian.
So you get in tonight. Hello,
yeah.
Caller. Who is this? Hi, who is this? Where are you calling from?
This is Trish from New York.
Hey, welcome to the show, Trish.
Thank you. My question is, I'm about to, in the next 30 days, have a hearing, and I was wondering if you were picking up anything about it.
Okay, so let me see. So this is Trish. This is a hearing. Have they put this hearing on hold once or twice already?
Yeah, because of COVID.
Okay. And did it look like the energy was starting to fade away from you, like it wasn't going in your favor like it once was?
Correct.
That's what it feels like to me. So let me just ask the spirits to see. Let me just see if the spirits can tell me, because sometimes this might be when you really want to give me a call so I can really delve more deeply into this. So let me see if I can get something from the spirits here. See, it almost feels like, so again, remember, I'm not 100%, but I'm just going to tell you what I'm getting. It almost feels like people are trying to delay this as long as they possibly can. So I don't know if it's dwindling money, or it's they're just trying to hope that it goes away or something like that. Does that make any sense to you?
No, because they actually said they wouldn't delay it.
Oh, okay. What it feels like is it feels like some of your energy is dwindling away from this situation. So the one thing I would say would be supposed to come out in your favor, you ask God to make sure it comes out in your favor. If it's not, be at peace with how it turns out.
Okay?
Yep. Because some things truly are supposed to work out in our favor. And I do have, and I'm not sure if this prayer is going to be helpful, Saint Raymond, or in the Hispanic culture, San Ramon. And I learned this prayer a long time ago. It's for all legal cases. And what you do is you take your index finger and your thumb and you lick it with your saliva. And then you invoke his name three times by saying the sign of the cross on your forehead. Say, Saint Ramon, that's one cross. Saint Ramon, that's two crosses. Saint Ramon, that's three crosses that you just drew on your forehead. Then, if this is an enemy or somebody that's opposing you, you point your finger out at them and you wag it at them, pointing, saying, keep their mouth shut. And then you tug on your right earlobe and say, and make this work out in my behalf. So there's basically three steps again. Lick your thumb and your index finger. And anyone that's listening, really, this works. You can look him up online. He's the saint of all legal cases. He's also the saint of stillborn babies. So pray to him for both. And I've done this in the past, and he really comes to your aid. So make the sign of the cross the first time, and you call his name, Saint Ramon. Make the sign of the cross the second time, call his name, Saint Ramon. Make the sign of the cross the third time, call his name, Saint Ramon. So you are invoking his spirit. Point at your enemies or the other people and say, keep their mouth shut. And then, lastly, tug on your right earlobe like Carol Burnett used to do all the time for luck and say, and make this work out on my behalf. So with that, I would also add that we never know how things are supposed to turn out for us. So I would positively go ahead and say, God, if this is meant to be, please have this work out, you know, in my behalf. And I would say the prayers to St. Ramon. That's what I would be doing right now.
Okay.
Okay.
I've never heard that. Appreciate it.
All right.
Bye-bye.
He is so great. There were like seven cases that I had years ago, and I literally had all of them. It was like magic. Things were just like turning around in my favor. It was crazy. It was like, wow. They just threw that ticket out. That was kind of weird. Okay, so let's see who we have next online. Hi, caller. Who is this and where are you calling from?
Hello? Marianne.
Hi there. Yes, who is this?
Hey, this is Terry. How are you? Teresa. How are you?
Oh, Teresa. I'm very good. How are you? Where are you calling from, Teresa?
I'm calling from Brooklyn right now.
Okay, perfect, perfect. What's on your mind? Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you. Okay.
Thank you.
I have a question for you. There's a job that I'm trying to get at a major record company, but the only thing I think they may be on a hiring freeze, I'm not too sure, and I would have to go through their temp side in order to get my foot in the door. Do you see them posting any new jobs coming up soon?
I think what you're thinking about doing is a smart thing to do, going through the temp site.
Yes. Do you
like very smart?
Yes, I agree, yes.
And you're asking, do I see anything? I think there might be some stuff around March, maybe.
Okay.
So I'm not sure what other new things are coming through, but there might be some activity around March. But I would also speak with somebody. I'm getting the initial M, and I'm not sure if it's a Margaret or Mary. I'm not sure who it is. That's in the department where they'd hire people,
mm-hmm.
but I would actually start sending in your applications and saying, I just want to work for your company.
Okay.
Like no matter what, I want to be working for your company. Yep.
Okay.
And I think that's
right.
the angle I'd come at it from.
Okay, so you're saying
okay.
Come watch. That sounds awesome. Okay, thank you. Okay, I'm on it. Thanks.
You're welcome. Good luck. All right. Bye. Take care. Bye. Yeah, and it's weird because when I'm talking with Teresa, suddenly green is coming out of the computer, you know, and again, that to me is kind of like around St. Patty's Day. Like I heard St. Patrick earlier for the one gal. So I would, Teresa, if you're still listening, could be around St. Patty's Day. But Teresa, talk to Mother Mary. Ask Mother Mary for some extra guidance here because I think she's going to help you too. All right, let's see who we have next online here.
Hey, it's Nathaniel.
Hi, caller. Happy New Year.
Hey, how you doing?
Who is
this? Nathaniel. It's Nathaniel from California.
No, Nathaniel. Oh, my God. Hey, Happy New Year, Nathaniel.
Happy New Year.
Great. For all of you guys that don't know Nathaniel, he's one of our favorite people, calls into the show. Yes. Oh, we're gonna have to have you on one time, Nathaniel. Yeah,
well,
especially
you're
with
real
the
McCoy. I can tell you
with
that
special
you're
book.
Real, yeah, you know, I kind of like to do interviews more,
thank
you know, because I do each day. So you were saying Jimi Hendrix, and Jimi Hendrix was born the day of electrifying excitement. So he was such a good electric guitar player. He had it in his soul. So next time you see him, tell him I said hello.
Yes, he did, didn't he?
And there was another guy.
I sure will.
Yeah. But anything you see for me? My brother.
Well, let me see. It looks like there's things. Let me tell you, it looks like you're cutting things up. It looks like you're cutting things up and getting rid of the things that don't work for you anymore. It's almost like chopping up. I don't know if you've been doing a lot of shredding papers or clearing things out of the house, or it's like, I don't need this anymore.
Yeah.
But I see you. Are you doing that?
Exactly. See, so I got my apartment finally after 11 years of renting rooms and living in hotels. I got a 2-bedroom an apartment in a beautiful brand new place. I thought I wanted on the first floor, but I'm up on the third floor, and there's an elevator, and I feel a lot safer up here. It's a lot more private. You know, just there's a lot of homeless in California,
beautiful.
You know, everywhere, you know. So, and you can't even get in from a window from outside. You got to get in the front door or climb 3 stories in a ladder, you know. So, you know, it's private.
Wow,
and,
beautiful.
It has brand new heating and things. So it has like dimmer lights and it has like a really nice heating unit. And
I'm
really happy. I think it's one of the best places. Even when I had a house, the guy next door, he was a construction worker, and he was born the day of like unfailing vision, the cusp of energy. So he was like up at night, like all night. I don't know if they were on any drugs, but they could have been. And they were like construction workers hammering and nailing and stuff up at 2 and 3 in the morning and up all the time, so you know.
Wow.
But,
well, Nathaniel, what is the name of that book that you have so? What is the name of that book that you so studied?
It's called The Secret Language.
Because it was very interesting.
The Secret Language of Birthdays. So everybody's got a date. Babe Ruth was born the day of the curveballer, and you know, everybody's got a day. You know, so you know, President Trump is born the day of the gusty confrontation, and Biden is born the day of the scrambler, and Lincoln was born the day of the unifier.
Wow.
He's born as Aquarius 3. He's born a couple of days before you. So he was that Aquarius 3 because I've up for 48 different weeks, and the cusp signs are like, you know, a whole week long. So like Pisces and Aries, that's the cusp of rebirth because, you know, Aries is the infant, you know, Taurus is the child, Gemini is the teenager, Cancer is the young adult, and then when people go into the death cycle, like 27, every seventh year of every, you know, 7 years, so, you know, like 20, 27, those are death cycle years. So you die off to those, you know, you die off to your Aries qualities, a bit of the infant. And then when you're 13, you die off to your Taurus tendencies. You know, you've lived that stage of your Taurus life, your childhood, and then you go into the Gemini, the teenager. And then you, when you're 20, you die off to the teenager and go to the young adult. And then when you're 27, you end the Cancer years of the young adult and then go into the adult, which is Leo. So it goes on and on until Pisces.
Well, let me ask you this.
Do you think
you'd like to join us sometime and share that? Because I think that would just be so much fun.
Let's you and I talk later. Yeah.
Well, then people can actually call up and you can share,
and,
you know, share it with them.
Do it, you know, too, but and just kind of call in. But I was hoping you saw something for me. Anything else going on? Just besides that cluttering?
It kind of get a sense of your. Yeah, but did your mom is dead, isn't she?
45 years. 45 years.
Yep, I get your mom coming up here.
Yep, she's coming in.
And she feels like she was sweet. She feels like she was a very good woman, a nice person.
Yeah.
And was that
she
a disease
really...
process that killed her mother?
The mother side of the family were all big smokers and drinkers. They gamblers kind of, and she's started smoking way back when, and you know, I think when she was pregnant with me, I think she was smoking, and she had twins, and one twin died, and then my twin died,
God
and then
her.
You probably could see, remember, and you probably feel him coming over, you know, too. So, she died at 50.
Well,
you know,
I don't know again whose birthday it's been.
Pisces
I don't know whose birthday it's been recently, but I am hearing happy birthday for somebody around you here.
Well, I did know a lady, I'm not sure, a lady, Anne Riley, that was born on the 16th of January, but I don't know. She would be 89, so she may have passed. Anne Riley. And, you know,
Kim Riley,
her daughter, is definitely passed.
Yes. Okay, good, good. Well, this is what I'm going to say to you. I think right now is the time for you this year where you're going to have more peace.
Yeah.
More peace, more relaxation, but you will be starting things newly, okay? Whether that makes sense. It's almost time to chill out, relax, kick back.
Well,
it's like, there's going to be more things that you're going to be doing, and you might be writing a book.
Yeah.
I don't know if you wanted to, but I'm kind of hearing that, Nathaniel.
Yeah. Does Mom come up with saying anything? Or not much?
For who?
My mom. She's usually coming through with something.
Say the name again.
Huh?
Oh, yeah, your mom. Yes, positive. Your mom. Yep, your mom was coming through. She feels very lovely to me. The one thing I'm getting is like misses you, son, that sort of thing. So you guys had to be good. I don't know why she's, I hope you guys had wonderful Thanksgiving or holiday meals, because she's showing me something with, I don't know if one of you guys like the turkey leg the best or not, but that's really what she's showing me right now.
I think she probably could have been a better cook and everything. I remember when she got a job. And she got a job when I was sixth grade, you know. She goes, okay, just heat up a couple hot dogs when you come home for lunch. And just boil up a couple hot dogs.
Oh, no.
Hot dogs, like worst of vegetables and, you know, worst of cuisine, you know. I mean, so.
Oh, my God, that's hilarious.
I think she could.
She was showing
good
some
fun,
turkey legs.
But, you know,
I'm not sure what
she,
that means, Nathaniel.
What did she say? So she's got a turkey now, right? So,
she was showing a turkey leg. You know, some people go to those psychic fairs and they buy the turkey legs. I'm not sure what the meaning is for you right now. I can only share what they're showing me. But yeah. I'm gonna look at giving you a call, and then I think it'll be fun for us to go ahead and see if you would be able to join us. I just want to say, you know, thank you also right now. I think we've got just a couple of minutes left, so I'm going to jump on another call here. But Nathaniel, let's talk and see if we can get you on the show. All right. Happy New Year. And we see we have left here. Hi, caller. Who is this and where are you calling from?
Hey, Kathy from upstate New York.
Hey, Kathy. Welcome for coming into the show. Thanks for coming on. And how can I help you?
Well, I did have a dream last night. My dad passed, it'll be 7 years this year in April. So I did have a dream about him last night.
Oh, yeah.
And then I was just wondering about career.
Just a little reminder. We were talking about this recently. Normally when we're dreaming and we have people coming in our sleep, that's really normally called spirit visitation. Now, you can have, if you're having a dream and people are chasing you and there's like a monster and stuff like this, I mean, that's not saying that there couldn't be like a spirit situation going on, but normally it's like your brain is trying to sort out, you know, the things that you couldn't work out during the day. So you come in with dreams. But when you're seeing your dead relatives and they're coming in visiting with you and chatting with you, that's really them. So just know that it's a spirit communication. When your body is resting, but your mind is always alert. Okay?
Okay.
So that's really great. You got to see your dad. And then you're looking, did you say new career choices for this year, isn't it?
Yeah, just wondering about, like, jobs. I've had interviews and just haven't really heard anything.
Well, I think you've got three opportunities that are going to be coming up career-wise. And it feels like it's going to be, again, March. I mean, February is okay. But right now where you're literally supposed to be looking at what do you really want to do, like what do you really, 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 really want to do, and you're going to have to go to work at it, try to sort that out, figure that out. And there, and I think you're going to go back to school. There's more schooling, more training, stuff like that that you're going to be doing. So I would stay focused on picking the job that makes you most happiest, because that's where it's not going to be considered work in any way, shape, or form. All right. I can hardly believe it, you guys. This a whole hour has already passed, and I just want to say thank you so much. Happy New Year to everybody. Everybody so much. I'm sending a great deal of love out to everyone. Again, listen to your spirit guides, call on them, ask your spirit guides and angels to come in and help, and be good to each other. All right. We'll talk to you next week. And this is Jory and the Coffee Psychic with your psychic connection right here at Blog Talk Radio. Good night, everyone. Happy New Year.